upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This content contains graphic descriptions of violence, sensitive topics, and adult themes that may not be suitable for all audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Welcome back to the Code 1098 True Crime Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. I know it's been a minute. This case is going to take us to the city of Racine in Wisconsin. On March 22, 1987, Derby Wagner Richardson was found savagely beaten and murdered in the trunk of her car in an alley across the street from her job. She had been stripped partially naked and bound with duct tape. Police stated she was not sexually assaulted. Derby had been going through an extremely difficult divorce, which had reached a boiling point in the days before her murder. She met her ex-husband, Fred Wagner Richardson, when she was only 16. After running away from home, she crossed paths with Fred and began working for him. By the time she turned 18, they were married and later had two daughters. Fred was an established and well-known business owner in Racine at the time. He owned rental properties and a few bars. One of his bars was regularly busted by City of Racine vice officers for allegedly having underage girls working there, some as strippers. It is well documented that Fred was extremely physically abusive toward Derby. After years of enduring the abuse, she finally had enough. She filed for divorce and was building a new life for herself and her daughters. Derby worked three jobs to support her children, one of which as a third shift nighttime security guard at Steiberg Engineering. On the night of her disappearance, Derby left her daughters with a babysitter and went to Steiberg Engineering for her shift. She had a routine of backing her car into an alley-like area near the building's break room entrance. She often brought laundry with her and would fold clothes between security rounds. As part of her job, she was required to check in every hour by inserting a key into a security port. Derby made her 12 a.m. check-in, but the 1 a.m. check-in was missed. A supervisor went to the plant and found the break room and office damaged, with Derby and her car missing. They immediately contacted the police. Inside the break room, officers found her jacket with the arms pulled inside out, suggesting she had struggled and pulled herself free from an attacker. The office door appeared to have been kicked in with force, and broken wood was scattered as far as 3 to 5 feet outside of the door. Police believe this is where Derby fought back before being subdued, possibly rendered unconscious, and bound with duct tape. Whoever took Derby left in her vehicle, driving west towards the county while discarding her belongings along the way. At the time, Derby's tan work pants were identified by police as still missing. Her purse and keys were believed to be missing as well. Police did find several discarded documents lying alongside the road, as well as a security guard patch that looked as though it had been ripped off of a shirt. This was approximately 1.8 miles away on the north side of Spring Street between Ludke and Island Avenues. Derby was severely beaten and her wrists and neck were deeply slashed. At the time, police told news outlets that they didn't have a suspect or a motive. But what we know from the start is there should have been at least one suspect, Fred Wagner Richardson. Derby had been taking steps to escape Fred's abuse, but he was unwilling to let her go. In the weeks leading up to her murder, he had attacked her at a custody exchange, brutally beating her. The day before she disappeared, Derby attended a legal meeting with Fred and their attorneys regarding the division of marital property. The outcome? She was entitled to half of Fred's businesses and real estate holdings, amounting to roughly $200,000 plus future child support. Witnesses reported that Fred was so enraged by this decision that Derby's lawyer called the police to document the situation, that he himself was scared for Derby's safety. Fred told police he was home the night Derby was murdered. However, a woman he had been seeing at the time contradicted his alibi. She told investigators that Fred had planned to spend the evening with her, but had canceled, claiming he had to take care of his daughters. We now know that wasn't true. Derby's babysitter had the girls that night and had been given strict instructions to call the police if Fred showed up. Despite Fred's longstanding status as the prime suspect, the case remained unsolved for decades. On April 1, 2024, Fred Wagner Richardson was arrested and charged with first-degree murder with the use of a dangerous weapon in connection with Derby's death. However, the police have not disclosed much, if any, new evidence to the public, and portions of the initial filings by the state along with testimony were sealed. Fred's bail was set at $50,000 signature bond and a $50,000 cash bond. Within 9 days of his arrest, both were posted and he was released pending trial. Back in 1987, technology and forensics were not what they are now. Based on court filings, it would seem that the state intends to use some type of forensic evidence and statements, and the defense is working to exclude the evidence through motions. Do they have actual DNA? What happened to the laundry that Derby was folding that night? Was it found in the car or somewhere else? This case has left many questions over the years. The 5-day jury trial is scheduled to start on November 3rd, 2025. What do you think about this case? Do you believe justice will finally be served? Jump into the comments and let me know your thoughts. Thank you for listening to Code 1098. Be sure to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.